I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, June 21st. A car struck a utility pole in Quincy early today, but the driver fled the scene. Police say a car struck a pole near 335 Franklin Street just after 12:30 this morning, but the driver was not at the scene when officers arrived. An investigation is now underway. The Quincy City Council will meet for the last regularly scheduled meeting this evening before their summer break at Quincy City Hall. The Finance Committee will meet at 6:30, followed by the full council at 7:30. The Finance Committee will continue to discuss a request from the administration to borrow $53 million for the Quincy Center redevelopment project. The funds would be used to purchase three properties along Hancock Street in Quincy Center for redevelopment. Two of them would be conveyed to Fox Rock Properties of Quincy for development of a life sciences building. And the third property, a burned-out building, would be sold on the open market. Also tonight, councilors will consider bonding $7 million for public building improvements, and the full council is expected to approve $15 million for a new Quincy animal shelter. The meeting will be carried live on QATV Channel 9. Eric Stokel of Quincy called authorities on Friday after noticing a woman who had become stuck in the mud at Wollaston Beach with the tide coming in. Stokel knew better than to venture out onto the mud himself, calling the police to the scene. Stokel said that when the police arrived, they didn't have the proper equipment to reach the woman without getting stuck themselves, had to wait for firefighters to arrive with special gear. Firefighters were able to free the woman's legs and bring her to more solid ground. According to Stokel, the reason why low tide at Wollaston Beach is dangerous is due to the beach not having a lot of sand, just a buildup of silt from over the years. Today is the first full, true test of how impactful the MBTA's new service cuts will be on riders. The T cut service on three of its four main subway lines to Saturday-like levels yesterday as the agency works to comply with recent directives issued by the Federal Transit Administration during a safety review. Because of new staffing requirements at the T's operations center, line trains will operate every 14 to 15 minutes on the Ashmont and Braintree branches and 7 to 8 minutes on the main trunk line. Orange Line trains will run every 6 to 7 minutes during peak periods and 7 to 8 minutes during off-peak times. Officials say Green Line service will not be affected. Because yesterday was the Juneteenth federal holiday, many people had the day off from work. Therefore, today will be the first day the T service cuts will impact the full workforce. The recent federal inspection found the Operations Control Center is not appropriately staffed, which accordingly creates an increased safety risk, according to an official. Some employees were working 20-hour-long shifts with breaks of only 4 hours between shifts. T officials have described the operations center as the nerve system of the T itself. Dispatchers are supposed to coordinate every movement of every train. In addition to improving staffing levels, the T also was ordered to ensure that all operations center staff are properly certified and that supervisors are not simultaneously assigned dual roles. A large shipment of baby formula arrived at Logan Airport yesterday, according to Delta Airlines. The ongoing baby formula shortage in the United States caused parents to wonder where their child's next meal would come from. In order to combat the shortage, President Biden announced the sixth Operation Fly Formula mission to the United States. Roughly 3.2 million 8-ounce bottle equivalents, or 212,000 pounds of the formula, will be delivered to Logan from London's Heathrow between June 20th and June 24th on multiple flights. The formula transported will be Kendamil Organic and Classic Formula, according to the White House statement. Massachusetts will be increasing lifeguard hours in nearly 30 swimming areas across the state. after last summer's spike in drownings and lifeguard hiring incentives offered earlier this year. The state said lifeguards will be on duty from 10:15 a.m. to 5:45 p.m., either 5 or 7 days a week, depending on the location. Since Memorial Day weekend, DCR-designated swimming areas have been performing water quality testing. The locations also have ropes and buoys in place, indicating where individuals should swim. However, DCR said that while lifeguards will be on duty, people should still practice water safety. Drivers are getting a little bit of relief from record-high gas prices. As prices dropped slightly yesterday, the average price for a gallon of gas in Massachusetts now $5.01, according to AAA. 8 days ago, it was a record high, $5.05 a gallon. A year ago at this time, it was $2.96. The national average has also dropped to $4.98 a gallon, down from a record high of $5.02 set on June 14th. California still has the highest prices at $6.40 a gallon. Diesel prices in Massachusetts held steady at $6.18 a gallon, down from a record high of $6.41 on May 18th. The Brockton Police and Fire Departments are working together to address the use, possession, and sale of illegal fireworks. Police and firefighters have formed a joint task force to tackle the issue ahead of the 4th of July. Last year, fireworks sparked at least 5 fires in Brockton on the 4th of July weekend alone, including a house fire on Martin Street that left 4 people without a home and another that caused damage at the Highland Street Apartments. Those found in possession of fireworks in Brockton may receive a fine of up to $100, but other city ordinance violations may apply, including disturbing the peace. The new task force has already confiscated illegal fireworks and will be on the lookout for more throughout the summertime. Well, one of New England's most unique traditions is returning after taking a 2-year hiatus because of the pandemic. St. Peter's Fiesta in Gloucester will begin Wednesday with the hilarious Greasy Pole contests scheduled for this Friday and Saturday at Pavilion Beach. In the contest, competitors walk, scoot, or scamper their way to the end of a greased horizontal pole suspended above Gloucester Harbor. The winner is the one who successfully grabs the flag at the end of the 40-foot pole. Videos of the contest have been viewed millions of times around the world. The fiesta, sometimes referred to as Gloucester's Mardi Gras, was not held in 2020 or 2021 because of the pandemic. Other highlights of the event include a 5K race, boat races, and some live entertainment. Check of business news this morning. Stocks opened the day in positive territory. The Dow up 512, NASDAQ up 237, S&P adding 71. Asian stocks also rebounded as Wall Street futures moved higher. The dollar edged up, the euro rose, oil at $110 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat Detroit 5-2. They're back at it at Fenway tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast today: partly cloudy and pleasant, highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, cloudy, a low 50. Scattered showers around tomorrow, high 72. Scattered showers Thursday and a high 73. Then partly cloudy, 78 for Friday. For the boater, waves a couple of feet. An east wind will become southeasterly and gust to 20 knots later today. The high tide was at 5:50 this morning. Sunrise at 5:07, set at 8:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, June 21st.